This is Mike Gerhart from Parkside Bible Church in Watertown as the Mars Hill pastor for the day. 12 years ago, at Universal Studios in Orlando, they had Fear Factor live twice a day in the 5,000-person stadium on their back lot. I was privileged to contend with six others and, to my surprise, win the final challenge. Reality TV, with its many game shows, allows ordinary, everyday people to be embarrassed on national airways in a variety of ways. Contests like Survivor, Road Trip, Bachelorette, to programs that showcase funny home videos make us look at ourselves with laughter and sometimes with tears, revealing humanity at its best and at its worst. One of our core values at Parkside is that lost people matter to God. The reality is that some lost people aren't very nice. Let me also say that some Christian people aren't very nice either. The story of Jonah and the great fish from the Old Testament book by the same name is a familiar one about a familiar person who I believe is just like us. We should see ourselves in this story since we are called to be God's servants of his kingdom, even to people we don't like. In chapter 1, Jonah ran from God's assignment to preach to lost people who were very evil. So who was this Jonah? Well, first of all, it says in chapter 1 that he was called of God. We too are called of God to be witnesses of the grace that changed our eternity. Jonah had a special calling. A rabbinic tradition claims that Jonah was the widow's son brought back to life by Elijah in 1 Kings 17. His forerunners were Elijah and Elisha. His contemporaries were Hosea and Amos. Jonah in 2 Kings 14 predicted that Israel's boundary would be extended under King Jeroboam. Jonah knew that his commission showed God's desire to spare Assyria from annihilation. Hosea and Amos warned Israel to turn from their wicked ways or be destroyed by Assyria. Sick at heart from this view of the future, I believe Jonah wanted to escape, not so much from God as much as from the stage on which God was working out his purposes. We at times, anxious to evade the impact of modern problems, stay silent to avoid conflict when called by God to be a light in the darkness with the word of truth. I am sure you can understand Jonah's reluctance to obey God. And yet, even with reluctance, we need to be the light and salt to the people under our influence that might not be very nice. Until next time, this is Mike Gerhart from Parkside Bible Church, hoping your life is a faith-filled adventure.